It's Tuesday, June 20th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Otto Warmeier is dead. The young American man who was incarcerated in North Korea had been returned to the United States last week with severe brain damage and could not be saved by the University of Cincinnati medical team. His parents, Fred and Cindy, issued a statement concerning his death yesterday, attributing the death to, quote, the awful, torturous mistreatment our son received at the hands of the North Koreans, unquote. North Korean Christians have been martyred over the last few decades by being dropped in the ocean, being suffocated in tanks of human feces, and being trampled under the feet of crowds of prisoners. Others have had molten metal poured over their bodies. A South Korean Christian has been imprisoned by southern Pakistan after two of his Chinese cohorts were kidnapped and killed by ISIS. The Korean Christian, who has been working in Quetta, Pakistan for 6 years, is charged with training Chinese Christians in underground illegal missionary work, according to a Pakistani news source named Dawn. 150 organizations and tens of thousands of the sexually perverted participated in Portland, Oregon's Pride March, celebrating the sins of homosexuality and pride. Corporate sponsors included Alaska Airlines, Fred Meyer, Wells Fargo, and T-Mobile. Psalm 75 speaks to homosexual pride. I said to the boastful, do not deal boastfully, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. God is the judge. Meanwhile, 400 Christians gathered at a church in San Diego over the weekend for a conference sponsored by Restored Hope, seeking deliverance from sin by the power of the risen Christ. Groups of homosexuals protested the small event. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon, who is the head of the Scottish government, is proposing to offer free abortions to women who live in the last pro-life country in Europe, Northern Ireland. But American pro-life ministries are offering free medical care to women seeking abortions. Andrew Wood from Hope Resource Center in Knoxville, Tennessee, says women are more likely to keep their babies when they are offered free care and a baby shower.
What we've seen from a pregnancy center standpoint is 9 times out of 10, if we can reach mom, baby's going to be fine. So we let that mom know that she has value, not just the baby inside of her, but she has value and she matters to us.
Wood talked about the profound impact the free care they have offered has had.
I was at a church this past Sunday, and we had former patients come up and with tears in their eyes saying, I don't know what I'd have done had y'all not been there when we were facing this unplanned pregnancy.
A would-be suicide bomber ran into a police car in Paris yesterday. He was killed by police before anybody else was